You're listening to a Lanch Day Radio Network Best of Series on HR Voices Series XM Channel 141, hosted by yours truly, James Lewis, a.k.a. the Paragon of Broadcasting Excellence, a.k.a. the Heisenberg of Sirius XM Radio, a.k.a. the Wolf of Wall Street.
So we're very appreciative and thankful for your time, Dr. Brown. Thank you so much.
I'm happy to be here.
Some time
happy to be here.
With
this
us.
This is good stuff.
And I also appreciate, because usually when I interview a college president or a dignitary or a senator or someone, I have the pre-questions.
All right.
And you, see, Dr. Brown got in the booth again with no pre-questions. She said, I'm going to sit here. I'm going to hold it down. So the first thing that I'm going to ask you, and Gene and I will go back and forth, but the first thing that I want to ask is, what has this ride been for you? Gene and I are both alums of Oakwood. We love this school.
All right.
We rep this school. We want to see the school be successful on all fronts. We want to see you raise billions of dollars. We want to see it all. What has the ride been coming over and being the president? You know, the 12th president of this school, the first woman to be the president of this school. What has that ride been like for you coming over from Howard University?
Man, well, thank you so much, gentlemen, for this process and for allowing me to be a part of, you know, this whole sphere right here. My ride right now is 94 days in, right? And I'm mad that we're in Madison and not on campus.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, we should have this.
I already like where this is going.
We should have this on campus.
That's right.
Why are we here?
Wow.
So one of the things that we're looking at really is to really make a plug. We talked about it last week. It wasn't just talk in reference to the James A. Roddy sports complex. We do have a plan that our predecessor left me. We literally talked to an architect this week to see what we could do with the properties we currently have, looking at how to really to modernize what we currently have and to build around that, because we got 1,100 acres. So instead of trying to put something up brand new, I've seen it at Harvard before where they took the buildings they have, they rehab those into beautiful brand new buildings, and then we go backwards on the campus because we have enough room to keep going all the way back to that rock quarry that y'all remember from back in the day.
That's right, that's right.
Track
that's
and
point.
Field. Like, one thing we have is land.
People forget that we own all of that.
We
land.
Own all of that. We own all of it. So we have the opportunity to have track and field, to have cross country, to have everything we need, because we don't have a land issue. Now, where I came from at Howard, which I love, but we since you're on Sirius, I have to put that out there.
Yes, you got to. They pay the bills,
you know,
now.
That's
their platform.
But you know, here's what they did at Howard when they rehabbed a ton of different things that occurred that were there. There were older buildings that they kept the front to and then kind of really rehabbed it and put stuff behind it. And I think we have the opportunity to do the same. We have a natatorium. We have Ashby. We're not going to call it the sports complex, but we know what that is.
Yep.
We have the Met Center. And all of that could be a part of this in addition to, you know, blowing out the gym we currently have and making it bigger and better. That could be like the practice gym.
Right.
And then have the gym like this where we're not off campus putting our money in somebody else's pocket.
There you go.
But we got our own stuff to do.
Absolutely.
So I talked to Coach Jacobs on Thursday. He has a committee meeting tomorrow with his people. We are have a board meeting this month in October where we're talking about this thing. So we're not just trying to talk about it. We're trying to make it real.
Absolutely.
And so being here, you know, the place like this where we had to drive from, loving the feel up here. Got our own cheerleaders, our own step team that we're watching right here. Our girls, you know, and our guys get to play shortly thereof. Loving the atmosphere, having the energy to do this. And the HBCU that we are, why do we not have that on campus?
Absolutely.
Now, I don't want to step on you again. I just have one follow-up question. I'll let you go. Are you saying, Dr. Brown, that your strategy, not only to bring athletics back, but is that alumni as well? You know, having a one central facility like the Von Braun, or where we don't have to, because you're talking about not putting money in anyone's pockets. Is that part of your strategy?
So the Von Braun piece is a whole other piece.
Okay.
The health and wellness piece is one piece that we would use because that's more important than the Von Braun issue.
Okay.
We only use the Von Braun twice a year.
Right.
So we already talked to the Von Braun this year. We've already cut them out of a couple things. We've already got them to negotiate down their price.
I love it.
I
love it.
I came in the door saying, we ain't got to use y'all.
Right.
So, you know, You need us more than we need you.
No, I love
there
you.
There are like five different
venues in
Huntsville.
That's a sound bite that I'm going to put on a commercial
talk
right
to your
there.
Girl. I'm just saying, talk to your girl. So they did come down more than 10 grand on one event. We cut out another event where we like either negotiate or we're not going to be there. So they did, and we changed graduation to Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. So people could, so that
right,
makes
I saw
it
that.
Look cheaper.
I saw that.
Where the cost comes in at is they make us use their security. That's a big cost. The media pieces that we want to have, those pieces are big as well. But we still cut down more than 10 grand on one activity, and then we move some other activities around. So the Von Braun is very separate. That will be a secondary piece to God that lays coming. This piece of atmosphere of exercise, I don't like that I have to go to a gym off campus when I can't come to my gym at Oakwood. So really making the difference. I want to swim in my own auditorium. I don't want to swim in somebody else's auditorium. So really trying to make sure that we have what we need this Saturday night right here. This is what I'm talking about.
All right.
So I went to a volleyball game on campus. I almost fell off the bleacher. Yeah. Bleacher almost cut me, you know, backside. I'm just saying. It was not good, you know. We got to have our own.
All right.
One of the things I will say, watching your inauguration just this past Friday, was so inspiring. It was inspiring for not just, I mean, the ripple effects will be, you know, into it, but inspiring for even my daughter. She looked and she said, Daddy, the president's actually a woman.
Oh, praise God.
And so I want to talk about, like, you know, I always tell people, you know, I've been a big fan and big supporter of you. You may not remember this,
me
but
too.
The first time I met you, I was the treasurer for the National Pine Forge Alumni Association.
And
they had just named you the board chair. And so my interaction with you then let me know, like, oh yeah, I'm in, all in. Bring her here if she wants to come.
Listen, you know, my thing is black excellence all the way around.
Mm-hmm.
So our education has to be excellent,
right?
And
absolutely
our focal point's
agree.
Gonna be on that. We already have. When you work for what our faculty members work for, you know it's excellent education. You look at people like Dr. Vanderhoel, Poole, and Dr. Cheddar, and others who work for pennies on the dime, pennies on the dollar, who actually do what they're doing where they could make six-figure income.
Absolutely.
And we're looking at what they're doing, so you know the education they're putting out there is excellent. We're taking that to another level. And on top of that, Fulbright scholars, Rhodes scholars, U.S. News and World Report ratings, making sure we have that. But our kids deserve this.
Right.
Why does everybody else get to have this, and we don't get to have this? So my thing is, let's not talk about it.
Right.
Let's be about it. If Jesus decides to delay his coming,
that's right.
Why can't we have this?
So that leads me to my next question.
All right.
What can we do as alums to support your mission and your vision and get behind your leadership? How can we play our part, those of us who are a part of the alumni network?
So thank you for asking that question. One of the things that we're going to do is we don't have the QR code scan up for the Roddy initiative yet because we were waiting to announce that last week. Mrs. Roddy had been sick back and forth. We were trying to make sure she was going to get here. So now that we have their permission to do that, that code will come up. The plans have been, like I said, given to me by the predecessor. And so we're going to modify those because that plan is $60 million.
All right.
It takes black folk a long time to make $60 million. We want to see the fruition of it. So we're going to do it in phases. So like they're meeting tomorrow. One of the major things that Coach mentioned to me on Thursday was the locker rooms are wrecked. So moving towards making sure that that's done first. And then phase in each phase of what we need to do so that we can have a facility like this so that we're not moving across the world 16 miles from our campus where we have the land to do this and to do it. So I would say once we get the QR code scan up for the Roddy Initiative, give. You guys have connections that we don't have. You may only be able to give X amount of dollars, but you may be connected to the Magic Johnsons or the Shaqs or other people that you might want to give to an HBCU.
Yes.
And that clock's going to be ticking down. And then as we phase stuff in, then we'll phase it in to get it done. Now, you asked me a question about sports programs. We're going to I had a meeting with NAIA 3 weeks ago. Got all of our stats, our numbers, where we are. Teams are, you know, we're not
We cover, so Gian and I cover the Oakwood Ambassadors basketball team. We've been covering them for 4 years now.
All right, so, you know, so having said that, but you get what you pay for, so I'm not even mad about that.
Right.
But
that's a good point.
We're not going to go up in programs. We have to have a minimum of 6 in order to stay in NAIA. So we have 7 right now. We'll go down to 6. We'll make out some switches. We've decided we're not going to switch out basketball because you got to have a winter sport. And so we will make some switches in terms of things that cost us a little less because they ran over their budget by about $700,000 last year. We can't have that. Gina Brown is a budget monitor. So
I work in finance.
We're not doing that.
Speaking my language.
Yeah. So we're going to make sure that we're within budget.
Yep.
That we bring down some programs. And then as we build and people donate, then we're going to be able to bring more programs in. But right now we're going to take that 7 down to 6.
Okay.
Make sure that we are within budget. Support Coach and his people, see what they need to do. Make some modifications in our scholarshiping and see what we need to do with that. And then go from there. So next year should be a different year, a better year.
All right.
We're hoping, you know, we have the energy. We want to hit the energy while it's hot. We were able to raise $500,000, over $500,000 in 2 weeks for scholarships to get people cleared.
Wow.
Now we hope that people will now start to give. We got to get them to the 20% because, you know, black people don't save no money.
Right.
So we got to get them out in November. And then we got to get them back in January. Once we clear those hurdles, then the next thing will be our graduating seniors and make sure that all of them walk across the stage. Then we'll focus on our initiatives in terms of some things. So you start to see some things on campus that will start to change the interior of what we're doing so that we look what we feel. And we also have some Title III funding that we were able to use to find a specialist to come in and work on our academics. So while we're building over here, we're also building over here, okay? So, you know, allowing our kids to do what it is they do with Jesus on top of it.
That's right.
Not sprinkled on top of it, but Jesus baked in it.
Yeah,
and then that's our brand. Jesus, you know, Jesus here, Jesus there, Jesus everywhere. But Jesus demands excellence.
There you go.
So our whole thing is to make sure that everything we do is excellent.
So excited to hear you even speak about the phased approach. I will tell you, as being a part of, you know, a couple of nonprofit boards, and whenever there's building any kind of the capital needed to do that, I've always found the phase approach to work best because it's easiest to show people, hey, phase one, look what we've done.
That's right.
Now, if you donate,
you're building on top of
that. Right.
So I love that, and so excited about the facility in honor of Coach Roddy. The impact that he had on my life alone.
Same here.
Yeah. And I looked up in the gym when I went to the volleyball games, and I saw the picture that was there for him, and I was like, Coach Roddy would probably be cussing us out.
He definitely would.
With the way
actual F-bombs.
I looked up in the gym, and I saw, you know,
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, just,
right.
And I was like, what are we doing here?
Right.
Like, we our stuff should not be raggedy.
No.
I don't do raggedy.
I get it.
So it's like, let's get it. Let's get it going. Let's phase it in. Let's put some front on it. Start building back. Put a track. It doesn't take a whole lot to do that. And then as we do that, people can see and get the energy of what we're trying to do.
No, absolutely. Especially, and I agree with you, because I've seen it. Because James and I, like we're telling you, we covered Ambassador Games.
Right.
To a man that he wouldn't have even have liked it, right?
Yeah,
and we all know that because we knew him,
and
right?
And he would have told us.
Exactly.
And he would have absolutely told us. Right. But, you know, I'm just very excited to hear all of your plans, the strategy behind them. And just know that we are supporting you 100% of the way.
We are.
Appreciate it. I remember my daughter was playing intramural softball. She sucked.
Yeah.
Both my kids were not. She's good at taekwondo, but both of them were like.
All right.
And so I was at one of the games. It was alumni.
Mm-hmm.
She's out there playing in the field. She's swinging. She's missing stuff. And I'm hollering behind the fence. I'm like, Blair, you know, do this. Da, da, da. And Mr. Roddy turned around and said, Spivey. I was brown.
Right.
He said, Spivey, this is not your game. This is you don't run nothing here. You know, shut up. You know, get off my field. Because I'm screaming and hollering. I got off the field and sat back in my seat, you know? And I was grown.
The last question I have for you, and we really appreciate it. If you're just tuning in on the Sirius XM feed or OUBN, we have the illustrious president, the 12th president of Oakwood University, sitting in the booth with us. It's an honor and a privilege
to
have you here and to shout out to HRR Voices. Gotta pay the bills. There are people that are watching, and the reason that Gian, myself, Carlin started calling these games is we wanted to get to JOU. We wanted to use it as an opportunity to showcase the school, to raise money. That's why we started this 4 years ago in the post-pandemic. There are people watching. There are people considering coming to Oakwood. There are people considering sending their children to Oakwood. Why should someone send their kid to Oakwood and give them to you? What is your pitch, your elevator speech? Gian and I are both executives now. Is your elevator speech to the parents out there to send their son or daughter to you to be in your care for 4 years?
Thank you. There are over 6,000 colleges and universities in the United States.
Right.
They can send them anywhere to get general education.
That's true.
Whatever. If they want the aspect of Jesus in the midst of that excellent education, if they want the aspect of growing them to be board executives like you are, you both are going out into the world, like Carlin is, just really going out and blowing to the world with Jesus in the midst of that. Education doesn't mean anything if Jesus is not in the middle of it. And it doesn't mean anything if you send your kid to a Harvard or a Yale. What is the profit of man to gain the whole world and lose his soul? So you send them to Oakwood where they can attend all of the events because they don't have a Sabbath issue, where they can be a part of everything because they don't have a Sabbath issue, where they can preach Jesus in their own world, doing their own thing, where they can make a difference in a boardroom at Yale or Harvard, and they can hold their own at any Ivy League on a graduate level coming out of Oakwood. That's what I call a triple effect.
Wow.
Excellence in education, excellence in everything we do, excellence in getting to eternity. That's who we are and that's what we do. So if you want your kid to have the best experience ever and to make a difference, send them to Oakwood.
That's right.
That was outstanding.
Can't get any better than that.
You cannot get any better than that.
Well, I'll say, Dr. Brown, this is my first time meeting you. I've been following you, was a big fan of yours in the last administration change and been behind and supportive of you. But I just can't imagine if you're not listening to this and ready to run through a wall. You want to talk about coaching? We're out here with sports. If you're not ready, if I can't speak for Gian. I'm too old. I would drop down and give you 30 right now if I could. I'd give you a couple suicides if I could on the court. I believe send your kids into the care of Dr. Brown and this administration for 4 years, and you will not regret it.
The other thing I want to just add on to what James said, yes, very inspiring, but the one thing that I appreciate from you even sitting here with us is there is a genuineness.
Yeah, right.
That maybe for those of you that are listening on YouTube cannot
authenticity.
See.
Right.
That I'm telling you here, send your child here.
Right.
My daughter's in seventh grade, right?
Listen.
Like, if she were a college senior,
come
I would
on.
Tell her there is no other option in this moment, right?
Listen, I'm telling you, the difference is Jesus.
Yeah.
Because you can send them anywhere to get education, but you want them to have Jesus and still be the whole steady. My daughter went to the number 10 law school in the nation coming out of Oakwood.
Yeah.
My son got two masters by the time, one master 24, coming out of Oakwood. I can tell you, Ivies, they can handle themselves anywhere and still have Jesus. That is what makes the difference.
It does. Absolutely.
Having somebody who's not unethical, not going to do something that's illegal or immoral. That's what we're building here at Oakwood.
It's unbelievable.
Well, thank you again for your time.
Thank you so much.
To have you as our president of our illustrious alma mater. Very proud, excited that you made history in becoming the first woman president, inspiring a whole generation of young ladies, including my daughter. Thank you for your time.
Whatever we can do to support, please
when y'all
have your people reach out to us.
When y'all see that QR code, I'll have Carlin reach out. When that QR code comes up for the Roddy Initiative, let's go.
We want to be there.
Send everybody there. Let's get it.
We make the Roddy Dome real. Thank you so much.
Thank you all so much for having me. I'm grateful.
Sirius XM Channel 141, HUR Voices.
Live from the Paragon 7 Studios, you are listening to the Lounge J Radio Network.
Paragon 7 Studios.
James Lewis.
Drive, drive on down the field in a scarlet and gray. Don't let them through the line. Got to win today. Ohio, smash through to victory. Cheer you as you go. Our honor to defend will fight to the end for Ohio. Let's go! Bars!
You are listening to the Lance J. Radio.
If you see someone overdosing from drugs or alcohol, don't run. Call 911. Maryland's Good Samaritan law protects you. You cannot be legally arrested, charged, or prosecuted for using drugs or for simple possession. The person overdosing is protected too. If you see the emergency and choose not to help, the law won't protect you. Be a good Samaritan. Call 911, stay and help. Learn more at stopoverdose.maryland.gov.
Sirius XM 141 HR Voices is now airing both the Rubicon, our healthcare franchise, and the Lance J Radio Network, our sports and entertainment show hosted by yours truly, James Lewis. If you missed the live broadcast, you can always find us on Lance J Plus, where we podcast each segment of both shows.